我今天来了陈国辉长老跟他的妻子，他们在泰国，他们众人称他是泰国的巴拿巴，因为他在泰国当中呢，不但是教会的长老，也在各方面也帮助泰国人的一些教会，他自己的教会呢，是美，他也在那边。不但帮忙他们，也设立了200多间的教会，神也恩待他，他经常也到中国，尤其他是讲这个潮州话，所以这个陈欣，我的妹妹可以跟他打丢球位，那我们感谢主，这次他特地来探望我们，也很关心中国的事工，也带了一笔奉献来奉献给我们神学院。我们感谢主，那跟他来一起来的是泰国神学院的院长Dr. Manok Jamuk 在我们当中呀。Our speaker for today is a very special person, Dr. Tawi Ra. Tawi Sak. Yeah.He's a very special person, who is, instrument in, not only in helping churches, but also a very active elder in his church. And he served actively as chairman of Bangkok Bible Seminary and been active in many work in China, in Thailand. And he has also many work in China. And he's a partner of the president of, or director of Bangkok Bible College, Dr. Manok.Dr. Manok is a Thai, but they both of them work closely together. 他的院长是泰国人，但是跟陈国辉长老呢，夫妻他们这个一起做伙伴，做了很多的事工。每一次在国际会议，我都会看到他们三位在那边服侍主。他也是华富中心的这个经济顾问。Dr.Damasak is also a helping financial advisor of Kowei International. 他还没有讲到之前呢，他要唱一首诗，他很喜欢唱歌，他也可以在我们当中唱献上一首歌，我们请陈国辉长老来献唱。
为何会心缠乱花？为何眼迷茫？为何心灵皆孤单？甚至爱徒成欢？耶稣是我的父辈，他是我的良友，他既看顾小马姐，甚至我闭目欢游，他既看顾小马姐，甚至我闭目眷顾，我常因我有喜乐，因我自由自由，我就住去看顾麻雀，甚至我闭目观游，Why should I feel discouraged? 为求世界都看。Why choose my heart be lonely and long the heavens and home when Jesus is my portent, my constant friend is he.He's guided on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.I sing because I have been. I sing because I'm free. For his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he was.Just me.
这是第337首，我们一同来唱好吧。337首，我们唱一节就够了哈。
为何会心缠昙花？为何黑暗迷茫？为何心灵皆孤单，甚至爱就成幻？耶稣是我的父辈，他是我的良友，他开看顾小马街，甚至我笔墨隽永，他既看顾小马街，便对我笔墨隽永。我唱你若有喜乐，我唱你我自由，我就走去看顾马圈，甚至我闭目眷游。
是的，我们的主既然看顾这个麻雀，他也必然会眷佑我们。
The Lord, look after the sparrow, definitely he will look after us.
感谢邵院长，各位老师，各位同学平安。
Peace to you. We'll exchange, I'll ask Erdlerim to be the translator.
感谢神，让我们今天有机会在一起，然后一同来敬拜神。
I praise God that this morning we can worship God together.
谢谢邵院长给兄弟今天有机会一同来思念神的恩典。
I thank Dr. Xiao that today we can count the blessings of God together.
各位同学，除了在当地伸展侍奉之外，在我们中间也有许多。从中国来的同学。
So apart from the local students, we also have a lot of students from mainland China.
神将我们分配在许多不同的地方，不同的岗位。
God has spread us over in different places and in different organizations.
我们知道一切都有他美好的旨意。
I'm positive and sure that these are all the good pleasure and will of God.
目前在世界上差派宣教士到国外的国家有很多。
At that moment, we have seen that missionaries are being assigned all over the world.
但最多的目前仍然是美国。
最多是美国。
But most of the missionaries would have come out of North America.
美国许多宣教差会差派宣教士到世界各个地区。
So America or United States have sent out a lot of missionaries to different parts of the world.
有三万多人。
And there are 30,000.
第二个国家是韩国。
And the second country to send missionaries is Korea, South Korea.
韩国有差派宣教士到世界各个地方有两万多人。
And South Korea has also sent about 20,000 of missionaries around the world.
第三、第四是哪个国家知道吗？
And who plays second, third and fourth?
还没有人正式统计。
We don't really have the actual statistics.
因为这个差距太大了。差距
Because, you know, the gap is so wide.
我想以后是我们中国。
I'm afraid, and I hope, and I pray that later on it will be China who will be sending most of the missionaries.
中国在60多年前，全国的基督徒人数不到100万人。
So 60 years ago, we do not even have a million of believers in China.
经过了30年，没有教会。
And after 30 years, in a sense, there are no churches.
但是神的话也还是仍然在我们中间。
And yet the word of God is always amongst us.
目前在中国这个基督徒有多少知道吗？
So how many believers do we have in China today?
按照政府的统计他说只有2000多万人。
According to the numbers or statistics given by the government, it's 20 million.
但是这个数目也是指这个偏差很大。
But this figure is very far apart from what it really is.
我也常常有去中国。
I often also go to China.
有从许多许多可靠的报道中，中国基督徒现在有7000万或者更多。
Actually, we have reliable sources who give us the number of around 70 million.
可以说占全国这个人口的比例 8%.
So it is actually 8% of the total population of China.
可以说这个是一个很大的增长。
In a way, this is a very big growth.
我们为着这个感谢神。
We can thank God for this growth.
我希望在四年以后，这个宣教士将从中国出去。
And hopefully in the next 4 or 10 years, missionaries will be sent out of China.
这个宣教的事工由我们中国人来接下这个福音的棒。
And the Chinese people will be the one to take the baton of sending out missionaries.
将这个福音广传直到地极。
So that we will be spreading the gospel to the uttermost part of the world.
各位在这里接受神学的训练装备。
We who are being trained here to in theological and biblical studies.
成为神的仆人。
We are servants of God.
在马太福音24章44、45、46节。
So in Matthew 24:45-46.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人？主为主人所派管理家里的人。
So who is that wise servant who can be sent out by the master?
按时分粮给他们。
And they will give the servants their share and portions.
主人来到看到他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
And when the master came and saw what they are doing, their servants are blessed.
有一个故事。
There's a story.
就是说有一些传道人当他回到天家之后。
Some pastors, when they go back to heaven.
有一天他们在聚会中神的使者就对这些传道人说。
So one day in their fellowships and meeting, one of the angels told them.
今天上帝要颁发一个大奖给一位传道人。
Today God is going to give a big prize to one of the pastors.
哇，是什么大奖呢？
What is that big prize?
大家的心里就在想。
And everybody was thinking.
是谁会得到这个奖？
Who will be able to get this prize?
上帝的使者就说，这个大奖要发给一位忠心又有见识的好仆人。
And the angel said, this prize will be given to the faithful and wise servant.
那大家就暗暗在猜想谁会得到这个奖。
And everybody, you know, was predicting or thinking who or guessing who will be that blessed person.
这个答案就将一出来。
And the answer will be shown very quickly.
这位得奖的人不是他们所认识的一些有名的大牧师。
And yet the one who got the prize is not those big pastors who are well known.
也不是他们所知道是什么大教会的传道人。
And they are not even pastors of big churches.
也不是某个福音机构大有恩赐的传道人。
And it's not the gifted guy from a very big organization.
当大家都感到非常惊讶的时候，
When everybody was very amazed,
上帝的使者就解释。
Then the angel answered and explained.
这位得奖的传道人是因为他忠心、专一、舍己以及隐藏。
This servant, he got the prize. It's because he was faithful, he is wise, and he was very focused on his work.
他乃是代表一群默默努力、辛苦服侍的无名传道。
He represented all those who worked faithfully but quietly and unknown to many people, those workers.
他代表那些不受人的服侍乃是服侍人。
He represented those who are not being served by people but who instead serve other people.
他愿意舍己好好看顾上帝群员的传道人。
He was willing to give up even his own life to take good care of his flock.
他提守真道，在真理上不讨学。
And he did not compromise in his doctrine and belief.
当大家听到了这个解释之后，
So when everybody heard that explanation,
大家心里就由衷地说 Amen.
And all of them said Amen.
神对每个教会以及神的仆人都有他自己的引导。
God has his own leading on different people and also different churches.
有些传道人牧养很小的教会。
Some pastors pastored or shepherd very small churches.
可能只有二十人、三十个人。
Maybe 20 to 30 people only.
但他仍然还是很用心、尽力去做。
But he still try his best.
有些比较大的教会。
And for those who are in bigger churches.
在主日崇拜有四五百人。
Maybe you have 400 to 500 members.
几百个人在崇拜中唱诗听到。
And many of them are there praising God and they are hearing God's word.
这两个教会的情形就完全不同。
Sometimes we find that it seems that there's a big difference between these two churches.
那你喜欢牧养哪一种教会呢？
Which kind of church would you like to shepherd?
可能我们比较喜欢这个人数多的教会。
Maybe you'd like to choose the church with more members.
人多好做事。
You know, with more members, it's easier to do things.
但是得奖的是谁呢？
But who is the one who will get the prize?
有时候我们会想，
Many times we will think,
如果上帝将我们放在这样相对弱小的一个环境，牧会，
If God would put us in a very small, deserted place and a small church,
我们能够侍奉多久呢？
How long can we serve there.
我觉得真的是有一点害怕，因为知道自己的软弱。
Of course, I'm afraid for myself because I know my weakness.
我们应当警醒。
We must be aware.
神总有他的方法来引导每一个人。
God has his own way of leading every person.
也是给我们每个人不同的恩赐。
And God has given us different gifts.
无论你服侍的教会是大或是小，
No matter whether you are serving in a big or a small church,
每一个人他都看重。
God, every person is important to God.
当我们在教会里面侍奉之后，
And as we continue to serve in the church,
我们就要学习忠心专一。
We will learn to be faithful and to be focused.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
A grain of corn, if it doesn't fall into ground and die, it will still be just one grain.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But when it dies, then it will grow and it will have produce a lot of grains.
这句话是主耶稣说的。
This is spoken by Jesus.
也是主的见证与生命。
And it's also testify to our Lord's life.
专一不是一种挑战。
So the to be focused is not just a challenge.
乃是一个关键。
But it is something that's very significant and important.
表示什么呢？就是表示愿意长久专一舍己。
It means that for a long period of time, we will be willing to be focused and to be faithful in what God has entrusted us to do.
传道人在教会侍奉会面对许多各种的挑战。
Of course, pastors will face a lot of challenges in their ministry in the churches.
年轻的传道人尤其如此。
Especially for the young pastors.
我们要耐心经得起这个考验。
We must be patient and we must face up to that challenge.
我们愿意侍奉乃是美好的心志。
If we are willing to serve, that is a good commitment.
愿意长久为生在侍奉中也是要学习。
But in order to commit for a long-term, lifetime ministry, we also have to learn this lesson.
在侍奉中我们要与同工之间有好的配搭。
In our ministry, we must work together with our co-workers.
和长子之间有好的关系。
We must have good relationships with our elders and deacons.
在教会服事有很多事情是不用说的。
Actually, there are many things which you need to do without even telling you.
可能你越会说越能说，危险就可能越大。
Maybe you will see that there are a lot of risks there.
专一就能够带给传道人有很大的能力。
But if you are focused, it's going to give you a lot of strength.
让这个传道人能够看到这个方向。
And therefore, you can see what is more significant.
看见目标，看见意向。
You can see the vision, you can know your goal.
我们若专一定睛在主耶稣，定睛在十字架上。
If we are very focused and we just focus on Jesus Christ and His cross.
我们定睛在他的复活。
We will focus on His resurrection.
如果我们这样尽心忠心去做。
If we do this faithfully.
我们所带领的教会就会全然不同。
I believe that our church will be radically different.
在教会里面长久的侍奉要有正直忠诚的心。
To serve in the church for long term, you need integrity and honesty.
因为隐藏的事没有不必想不想露出来的。
Because things which are covered will surely be revealed.
神的仆人侍奉要认真要专一。
We must be serious in our ministry, we must be focused.
如果一个侍奉的人做事认真又专一
，If we are single-minded and we are faithful，
这个会众就一定会非常感动，爱戴他。
I'm very sure that our congregation will also be touched by our ministry。
反之，一个聪明的人、有恩赐的人、有才干的人
，On the other hand, even if you are wise and you are very gifted。
可能有时候做事就不会够认真，不够专一。
And sometimes you'll not be single-minded and you will not be that serious about your work.
因为聪明的人，他反应很快，做事很快。
Because those who are wise, they do things quickly and they react to things very quickly.
他也表达这个意见也快。
And he is also quick to communicate.
有时反应太快，就可能会考虑不周。
But sometimes, because they are too quick to speak and they did not think through very well,
就容易有表面的成就，缺乏了深度的演讲。
So superficially, as if he is very successful, but deep inside, there is no depth to his ministry.
神仆人殷勤胜于恩赐。
And God's minister is not just measured by his gifts.
是不是说不要有恩赐
？It doesn't mean that we should not have gifts.
恩赐是神给的。
Gifts are given by God.
既是神给我们的，就没有什么可夸的。
And since it's God given, then there's nothing that we can boast about them.
我们个人蒙恩都是按照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
And we are being given grace by God according, you know, to the portions that God has appropriated for us.
在教会中有恩赐的人有时会面对许多方面的挑战。
So those who are more gifted in the churches will face more challenges.
甚至有时可能会被攻击。
Or even to the point where people will attack him.
他可能自以为很有恩赐，做事太快，有时候就会造成错误。
Maybe he thought he has a lot of gifts, so he did things quickly, and sometimes, he might commit some mistakes.
而变成众人注目的焦点。
And then he become the focus of everyone.
成为被攻击的对象
and then he become the focus of people's attack.
有时就可能会跌倒或是软弱
and many times he will then become weak and he will stumble.
有恩赐却不专一或是不够警醒
If you have gifts but you are not single-minded and you are not on guard,
仇敌的机会就来了
andThis gives the enemy a chance.
这个仇敌会针对人的恩赐来发动这个攻击。
And the enemy could use your gifts to attack you.
在侍奉的礼俗中，殷勤工作是一种美德。
And also in our ministry, we must also be diligent.
传道人在教会侍奉的时候
，for pastors serving in the churches.
一般来说也不太有人来管你。
Usually, they are not really being managed by other people.
你凭着的工作尤其是在比较小的教会。
For example, if you are serving in a smaller church,
就只有你一个传道人。
You are the only pastor.
许多事情都是由你做决定。
And you have to decide on most things.
你做快做慢。做多做少也没有人来管你。
Whether you do it fast or slow, or you did a lot, or you did very little, probably not many people will care.
但是你是否殷勤做事，这个会众他也会在观看你。
But whether you are diligent or not, it will be very evident to the congregation.
在我们在教会中侍奉就是这样。
This is the way when we serve in the churches.
不要是叫人看见我们多有恩赐
It's not to attract people by our gifts.
会做多少事能捡多少道
Or how many kinds of work that we can do or how many good sermons that we can preach.
而最重要的就是在他们紧要的关头我们能够不能够与他们共同度过这个难关
But the most important thing is during critical hours, are we able to walk together with them?
这是属灵的功课
And that is a spiritual lesson to learn.
作为神的仆人在教会中有时会面对一些必要做决定的事
In the churches, of course, there will be times where we have to make important decisions.
可能有些人不喜欢做这个决定
Sometimes people, you know, will not like to make decisions.
可能是他害怕做这个决定
Because he was afraid that if he makes that decision,
但有些事情不能够拖
and yet there will be times wherein you cannot lag.
一定要做这个决定
You must make the decision at that moment.
有人怕得罪人就觉得最好不是自己单独去决定
So sometimes they will feel, oh, I don't want to hurt people. Therefore, I do not want to make the decision.
而是由大家一起来做决定
It's better that everybody makes the decision together.
这也是很好很民主
This is very good and democratic.
但无论如何当这个事情发生的时候我们心里就要有这个准备
And yet our hearts must be prepared for critical times like this.
在我们做决定之前应当思想考虑有几个值得去注意的
Before we make the decision, there are several factors that we need to consider.
就是圣经的教训与原则。
First, it is the teaching and principles of the scriptures.
还有教会的章程以及这个办法。
We must also think about the constitution of the church.
教会的文化、会众的心声，我们也要尊重。
The culture of the church and the voices.Of the hearts of the people.
以上几个角度能够帮助我们做出这个决定。
These factors can help us to make a wise and good decision.
或许有人就以为这样是太复杂，要做就做，不做就不要做。
Some people will feel that this is too complicated. If you want to do it, then let's go for it.
他说何必如此麻烦呢？
Why should we go through all these complications?
但是我们要思想，我们所做的决定可能会成为教会以后的模式。
And yet, you know, the decisions that we make for the church will be very important for the future of the church.
可能会成为以后教会依存的一条路。
Maybe it will be the path that the church should go in the future.
所以我们要警醒，也不能够轻易来决定。
So we must be on guard and we must be very careful in making those decisions.
也不能够我喜欢就做决定，不喜欢就不做决定。
And you cannot have the attitude that if I like to make a decision, I'll make the decision. If I don't want to make a decision, I will not make the decision.
教会是属主的，而不是属这个世界的。
The church belongs to God and not to the world.
我们不应该把世界的标准拿到教会来使用。
So we cannot use the standards of the world to do it or to use it in the church.
神的教会必须按照神的心意来带领和治理。
The church of God must be led by the principles of God.
所以圣经的原则和教训是非常的重要。
So the principles in the Bible is very, very important.
我们要思想对于教会要做的这一件事。
So we must think that this matter that the church is thinking of doing.
主的话怎么样说？我们有没有违背主的话
？How does the Bible say to this? Are we disobeying the principles of the Bible?
随着这个教会的成长，每个教会都会订定一些章程以及办法。
For the growth of the church,every church should have its constitution and methods of doing things.
关于教会的章程和办法
considering the constitution of the church,
我们华人教会就并没有做得很深入。
Sometimes the Chinese churches just do it very superficially.
但是在西方一些国家的教会以及机构
But
在这方面很强。
But in the Western churches and organizations, they are very strong in this area.
这可能跟文化的背景有很大的关联。
Maybe it's because of the culture they grew up in.
他们在开会一定有这个记录。
So when they have a meeting, surely they have a minutes or a record.
而且把事情都写得清清楚楚。
And the minutes will be recorded very carefully.
就连字里行间的每句话都很讲究。
So how you record it and the use of the terms, it's very important to them.
现在一般教会也学习要把一些事情清楚记下来。
Now I think our Chinese churches are also learning how to record the things that we are doing in our church.
开始我们可能会认为那是很复杂。
Maybe at the beginning we'll think this is too complicated.
但是我们的心里明白，这样做确实有其必要。
But in our hearts, we know that this is a necessity.
这是我们要慢慢学习，让教会的真诚办法成为决定事情的准则。
So we must learn this lesson of having our constitution and following the constitution in doing things in the church.
每一个教会都有不同的背景、传统以及一些习惯。
Every church has its own cultural background.
这个部分很难来评判好跟坏。
Sometimes these practices, it's very hard to judge whether they are good or not good.
但是我们会发现，当我们要做决定的时候
，But we found out that when at times when we need to make decisions,
如果我们所思考的方向和教会的文化传统有所不同，那应该怎么办呢
？If we feel that our direction and the practice or the culture of a church goes different ways, what will we do？
不是不能做
，It's not that we cannot do it。
但我们一定要考虑如何面对这些文化与传统的问题。
But we must be prepared to face up to these cultural matters。
教会的侍奉是细水长流的侍奉。
We know that ministry is just like a flowing stream.
不要突然改变。
Maybe our environment could change.
有些事情不是在会议讨论就够了。
There are many things will not be settled by our meetings.
有些事会议之前要先讨协。
There are times wherein even before the meeting, there are certain things that needs to be patched up first.
在会议中才做决定。
And then we will make the final decision in the meeting.
那么会议之后，我们再根据这个记录来执行。
And then after the meeting, we will apply or put it in practice according to the records.
开会就不必花很长的时间，功夫。
So we would not need to use up a lot of time in meetings.
在会议之前的努力，交通、讨协、祷告。
So even before the meeting, we must have communications and fellowships and discussions and prayer.
我们也要以同工分享建立主里的共识。
And we must also share and partner with our co-workers.
这和会议中的决议同样的重要。
And so this is as important as what we do in the meeting.
教会的事在执行的时候也是要留意。
In executing the things in the church, we must also be careful.
有时候这个事情执行起来很困难。
So many times it's very hard to put into practice what we have decided.
尤其是比较重大的事情。
Especially in big matters.
以前没有做过的事情
，in things that we have never done before，
或是教会过去的一些跟过去教会不同的事
，or it's different from what we did before。
如果我们一下子就向后转180度，很不容易。
If we want to make a sudden 180 degree turn， it's not very easy。
那就不容易被人接受
，and it may not be easily accepted by the people。
可能在理智上能够接受，但是在感情上就很难被接受。
Maybe they can accept it rationally, but they cannot accept it in their hearts fully.
在教会有时候有些事情是比较敏感，所以我们要小心。
So we must be careful because there will be sensitive issues in the church.
作为上帝的仆人，必定有感动的。
As servants of God, I'm sure that God will move you by His Spirit.
只不过不是凭空去追求一个感动。
But it's just, you know, asking for God's work in a vacuum.
而是在我们日常侍奉生活中，借着神的话语，借着神的爱的来服事。
But it's in our daily life, by God's word and learning about His love, we can have a good relationship.
叫我们的灵产生提速性的感动
，and God will work in us.
这不是出于自己我们的兴趣
，it's not out of our own interests.
乃是出于圣灵的催促
，but it is the working of the Holy Spirit.
在为教会事工做出决定之前
，so before we make decisions about the ministries in the church,
当然还有许多可以考量。
Of course, there are still many other considerations.
但是如果经过圣经的原则与教训
，But after we have considered the principles and teachings of the scriptures,
经过教会的章程与办法
，And we have already considered the constitution of the church.
教会的文化执行的时候就比较方便。
And also we consider the culture and practices of the church. It will be easier for us to implement what we have decided.
许多事情都可以解决。
And many, we can find solutions to many of our problems.
侍奉是一种心智，是我们对主呼召的回应。
Ministry is our response to God. It's a commitment.
在教会中的侍奉是上帝差派我们在他的家中以仆人的身份委身侍奉。
It is God's sending. He sent us to the church that we will commit ourselves as a servant.
基督是我们的主，也是教会的主。
Christ is our Lord and the Lord of the church.
我们是基督的仆人。
We are only servants of Christ.
也是教会的仆人。
We are also servants in the church.
教会是某主选召蒙恩的一群人在一起相聚。
The church is composed of people who are all under God's grace or called by God's grace, and they were congregated together.
因此，传道人在教会中的服事需要智慧。
And therefore, we need wisdom as we church as pastors in the churches.
也需要恩典。
We also need the grace of God.
愿保罗勉励提摩太的话成为我们的提醒与鼓励。
So may the word of Paul to Timothy be also words of encouragement for us.
不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做神的榜样。
Do not let people despise your youth, but in your speech, in your work, in your every act, hopefully you can be a good example to the church.
求神赐福各位。
May the Lord continue to bless each one of us.
Thank you, 陈长老，语重心长给我们一番的神的话语。